The Logitech G502 Proteus Spectrum, which is just a strange name even for a gaming mouse.
Yeah, it is that for sure. Logitech has gone down a deep rabbit hole of naming their products just in, I'd say, in the last couple of years or so.
I will say the weight system on this is fascinating. And I'm not trying to be snarky when I say that. They've actually done something really interesting.
Yeah, it's so the G502 as a product in and of itself has actually been around for a while, a year or so. The Proteus Core is what they call that one. This was the Proteus Spectrum, and in reality, the only change from last year's model to this year's model is the inclusion of an RGB LED system that you can control through the Logitech gaming software, that you can sync with your Logitech keyboard, your Logitech headsets, or everything kind of has matching colors or matching patterns or whatever it is you wanted to do with it. It has fairly high-end specifications, you know, up to 12,000 DPI, up to 300 inches, greater than 300 inches per second on there, one megahertz reporting rate on USB, 32-bit ARM processor, you know, all that type of stuff that you're used to seeing in kind of higher-end mice. It's $79 for the RGB model. It's like $65 or so for the non-RGB model, which mm-hmm. I think will appeal to more people probably. The weight system is pretty simple, right? Like, there's a magnetic door on the bottom of the mouse, and it has spots to put up to 3.6 gram individual weights into the device, and you can thus, you know, adjust, try it without any weights in it, try it with all the weights, with anything in between, and obviously to your own preferences, you can do what you want. I actually put all of the weights in there because it improves, you know, like when you're clicking the mouse, you're less likely to move the mouse while you're clicking it if it's a little bit heavier, those types of things. But some people who are into fast action games may want the lightness of removing all the weights. It's really just personal preference. But it's a good idea, right, that allows you to kind of experiment and see that. And it's not the first mouse to do that. We've seen mice do this years and years and years ago, but not a whole lot of them do it still today, which is, it's just a neat little addition there. It's got a nice braided cord. I think it feels really good. Mice are very much a like personal preference device, right? Much like keyboards can be, if what your tolerance for sound is, mouse comfort, right? It's definitely a right-handed mouse. It's not a left-handed mouse in any capacity. It's got enough buttons, but not an overabundance of buttons, which also is something I appreciate. I'm not accidentally hitting things on this mouse, which is a plus. You know, adjust DPI settings with a couple of buttons up there. You've got you got three thumb buttons. And then you've got your two standard. The wheel can be switched between free spinning and like the click spinning, which I can't find a good name for, which I'm a fan of. Like, I prefer almost all of the time the click wheel method, like where you get some traction in it, if you will, while you're turning it. But a lot of people like the free spin, and I use the free spin if I'm looking at very, very long documents or very long websites, for example. So, the RGB stuff is neat, but I'm going to be honest with you, your hand covers the Logitech logo that has the RGB lights in it while you're using it. The only lights that are not covered while you're using it are, you can kind of see them there underneath my index finger. There's three outlets there for the DPI lights, DPI setting lights. And you can actually have those be enabled all of the time. So if you have a little bit of color there. And that's basically why you can see the light there on the logo. And if you scroll down the next picture, you should see the software where you can configure it. You can do breathing patterns, you know, color rotation, whatever, sync it up with other devices. The software works amazingly well. It's super simple to work around or work in. But because your hand kind of covers it, you only really get to see the full effect of the light when you're not using the mouse. You know, while you're typing or, you know, while it's just sitting there, right? So it makes a lot of sense for me to for people who aren't like OCD about color matching all of their devices on their desk or their chassis, you know, with everything else, that you spend $15 less and get the Proteus Core, because it is the same build quality, weighting system, cord, sensor, all that type of stuff. Yeah. So It's been the 502 Core has been our gaming PC mouse for a long time. They gave me a 502 Spectrum at CES, and I had just been looking for an excuse to really put that on my desk as my primary mouse, and I did, and that's good. There you go. That's always a nice bonus for us here.